854 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are coming to the end of our day number one of our Spotlight on LaGrange, broadcasting from Michelle's Cafe. But first, we got to talk a little bit about the library. Every community has a library, big and small. And we have with us this morning Adam Matthews, who we talk to a lot when we have Elyria.
Yes.
Library.
Hello.
Good morning. You brought with you Eileen French, who is
She is the president of the Keystone LaGrange Community Library Friends Group, because we have two friends group. We have the Elyria Public Library Friends, and then we have the Keystone Library
You
friends.
Are friends, right?
Both we are friends.
With
yes.
each other.
We are all friends, yes.
Because you're all really there just to support the library.
Exactly. Right? That's our function, is to support the library. Yes.
Now, we learned from Adam when we had the other friends for the book sale for Elyria, there's a whole separate way you operate and what you're responsible for, right? Or what you help, what your funds go toward, right?
Yes, our funds go specifically for the Keystone LaGrange Community Library branch, which of course is a branch of the Elyria Public Library System.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we support them. Yeah.
Doing like what type of things?
What we do is we support them with their programs, such as the reading programs, and with their equipment needs. And so we do fundraisers in order to help to support those particular needs.
There was a picture in the Chronicle Telegram taken by Melissa Linebrink, who will be with us tomorrow. And there you are up on a balcony or a scaffold, painting the old firehouse. Is that right?
That's right. We were caught a little bit off guard there. And being on a scaffold, there was nowhere for me to run and hide. But yes, what we were doing is painting the garage doors, the overhead garage doors of the old fire station, to show our appreciation to the township trustees for allowing us to store our books at the old fire station and allowing us to hold our annual book sale at the fire station.
So that's coming up in a couple of weeks, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, the book sale is actually November 17th through the 19th at the old fire station on the public square in LaGrange.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of business do you typically do at one of these sales?
We will have well over 20,000 books this year due to donations from around town, major organizations and booksellers and so forth who are closing up, going out of business, will give us their books. And what we do is we make several thousand dollars if we can, usually $2,000 to $3,000 typically.
And you put that back into the library how?
Yes, we put that back into the library by allowing them to, or having them request funds from us whenever they have a particular need. For example, tables, chairs, the book drop box that's in front of the library, things of that nature we try to help them out with.
And this, of course, helps you because you're probably a user of the library.
Yes,
too,
I am.
Right?
Yes, a member of the Book Nook group that meets there monthly. And so, yes, it definitely helps us out as well.
They're our number one fans.
Yes.
Beyond books, can we find anything else? CDs, DVDs,
oh,
anything like that?
Yes, thank you. CDs, DVDs, old VHS tapes.
Oh, there you go, Bruce.
There you go.
VHS.
Albums.
Well, I'd be more impressed if you said new VHS tapes. Then I would think, wow.
May be some new VHS, but that would be even more impressive since they're on the way out, I'm sure.
Well,
puzzles and games as well. So it's a wonderful time for people to come in and shop before the holidays, because we have major discounts on puzzles and games and all sorts of books and so forth.
Adam, how important is a group like this for that library?
It's very important in a small community like this, you know. It's a very small library compared to the rest of our branches, but it's the second one that's most used, second or third in use.
Of all
five branches, and it's the smallest one, and it's
specifically of how much stuff is checked out and returned. Or
I don't know that
based on per capita. I'm just trying to figure it, because obviously that there's something special about this library. Then is it just the passion that people have for reading or having a place to meet and things like that?
For example, when the friends have their meeting every month, there's about 12 15 people there, and that library, there's 12, 15 people inside of there. You can't move around because there's no space to move. There's so many people in there. Plus, there's usually about 6 or 7 people trying to use the computers at the same time or checking out books or videos or DVDs. So it's heavily, heavily used.
I don't think I've ever been into the library without seeing an influx of people. It's just amazing the numbers of people that they get through this little library.
How long have you been involved with the Friends or this particular library?
Actually, I've only been involved since probably March of 2014. I had retired as a teacher in the Wellington District and was asked by a member of the Friends if I'd like to join, and so I came to a meeting and have been in it ever since.
And the next thing you know, you're painting a firehouse.
Exactly, exactly.
Who'd have thought?
We do odd things. We even try to do a little gardening around the library mm-hmm. itself. Beautification, we call it.
I would think so, and that's part of it, mm-hmm. making people say, you know, well, it's not very big, but it's probably charming. It probably feels as though everybody has very personal service when they come.
I think that's what it is. People mm-hmm. feel a sense of ownership and acceptance in being able to come to that little town library.
It's different in a sense because a lot of times libraries are now sort of warehousing of things because people either will just order it online, come by, pick it up. There's not as much interaction. I would suppose a library like this still has some of more personal contact.
I think it really does. The reference librarians, I'm sure, see quite a few people.
Oh, yeah.
People, depending upon, too, the economy and the needs. The computers are highly used. We see a lot of books going out, especially in the children's
There are usually area. 3 employees there every day. All day long, on average. 3 employees, librarians, and circulation staff.
Yeah, yeah. And they have a number of programs that mm-hmm. are available to children and to adults.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us one more plug for the book sale? When and where?
Yes, I can. The annual fall book sale for the Friends of the Keystone LaGrange Community Library will be held November 17th through the 19th, and that will be at the old fire station in LaGrange, right on the public square.
And if you want to learn more details, you can check the website at IlyriaLibrary.org, and it's right there on the front page.
Well, one last thing. Is the library okay after last night's storms? Anybody know?
As far as I know, everything's fine. I'm going to go check on it right now, though, after we leave here. But as far as I've heard, everything's functioning.
That'd be strange to open your back door and suddenly see a bunch of books laying there. Yes. Where are these books coming from? Hopefully everything is good, and as everybody this morning is trying to sort of get a little bit of a review of what happened last night and how mm-hmm. their areas are as well. But, again, they're coming up the book sale November 17th, 18th, and 19th.
And yes, Lee, thanks, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in this morning as
thank
well.
Thank you.
Adam, good to
thank
see you
Thank you.
Again.
Good
Adam
to see
Matthews
you guys.
And Eileen French, again, with the Keystone LaGrange Community Library.